had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. Manhood Hours in the third hour every Wednesday. Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The biblical question, my biblical question for this week. Why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? Why? Why do you do it? Have you ever thought about that? Why do I criticize myself and others? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show live no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can podcast if you can't sit and watch it live because of your schedule or whatever. But wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you still can listen live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And evil is all over the place. What a mess. You know, this election is heating up in that people just don't know what's going to happen. And some people are very concerned. Some people are upset because it looked like their party is losing. But we just don't know. Have a wait-and-see attitude about life, period. Have a way to see it. That way you don't have to overreact. Some of you may have heard about what at one time we all thought that there was another wannabe or possibility of an assassination attempt on the great white hope, Donald Trump, out here in California. And so right now we don't really know. We don't know what happened or what's really going on. What's really going on. But I want to give you some information according to what we found about the guy that at one time was accused and was arrested, according to the report. He's out now. Wanted to carry out an assassination on Donald Trump. We don't know what the real deal is. This is from, here's a little about the man that was arrested from KCAL-5. Watch this.
Vem Miller considers himself a sovereign citizen. Such people claim they are not subject to any local, state, or federal laws unless they consent to them. Reports say sovereign citizens have refused to pay taxes and may create their own driver's licenses and license plates.
I never thought that the most explosive story would involve myself.
In a recorded statement, 49-year-old Vem Miller of Las Vegas insists he did not intend to harm former President Donald Trump at a rally in the Coachella Valley Saturday. On the contrary, the co-founder of an outlet called AmericaHappens.com explains his organization is a staunch supporter of Trump and defender of the U.S. Constitution and freedom of speech. Miller says he carried lawful firearms to the event for self-protection, a handgun and shotgun, and immediately reported those weapons at a security checkpoint at the perimeter.
California's really, it's a paradise lost, but we're going to bring it back.
Amazing. So he's one of those guys that believe it sounds like, and according to the report, he's one of the guys that you don't that believe that you're just independent, a sovereign citizen, according to the report. But I still wonder, is it true, and why did he have so many fake IDs? What was that about? We just don't know. And that story, it was from KCAL. Where it says, at one time it says KCAL-5, and then it says KTLA-5. Which one is it? What's the KTLA? That's a different network? Oh, okay. Here is information on the weapon charges against Miller from KTLA-5.
It's not like they found that I had firearms or did an investigation, blah, blah, blah. No. The body cams and the evidence will expose and reveal that I myself drove up to the sheriff and gave him the common courtesy and respect of letting him know about the firearms I had in the back of my truck.
He showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms. If you're asking me right now, I probably did have deputies that prevented the third assassination attempt.
Miller was charged with weapons offenses, including carrying a loaded gun and high-capacity magazine, and was released on $5,000 bail. Federal authorities tell KTLA, the U.S. Secret Service assesses that the incident did not impact protective operations and former President Trump was not in any danger. While no federal arrest has been made at this time, the investigation is ongoing.
Amazing. It's interesting in that you don't really know what the real truth is now. Really don't know if it's even true that he had a bunch of fake IDs. That's how bad things are in my country, that even with the news reports, you just don't know what's true and what's not anymore. Isn't that amazing? And the mind wants you to go with what you hear, but you don't know what is true about that. And you can't trust your own mind, can't trust your imagination. He just want to be a sovereign citizen. What the? But even if, let's say, he decided that he wanted to be a sovereign citizen, why go to even and take If it's true, again, I don't know. Why would you go to an event like that and take weapons and fake IDs and all that? Knowing that, even though he said he told the cops he had the guns, why? What do you need that many guns in your car for? What the? But we just don't know. And according to KTLA, Miller is scheduled to appear in court in January under weapons charges. Do y'all know any, personally know people who are sovereign people or sovereign citizens? Is that a form of rebellion? Are they trying to rebel against authority and not be controlled by authority in this country? What is up with that? I remember some years ago, there was a black actor who, for whatever reason, something like this, decided he wasn't going to pay taxes. Apparently, there was a thing going around telling people that you don't have to pay taxes and here's how you can avoid it. And this guy ended up in prison, according to the report. And he might be out, but I think he's still in there. If he's out, I've not heard about it, because he was not paying taxes. What a mess! Wesley Snipes. Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Is he out of jail? He was a pretty good actor. But and they say he went to jail because he wouldn't pay taxes. And he had used his system that was going around of trying to avoid paying taxes. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Another quick story I want to get to before we... So I'm told that Wesley is out of jail. He got out in April 2013. According to Hake, I don't know where he got it from. But I guess he's out from Wikipedia. Some of you heard about, we reported on this story up in Aurora, up in Colorado. The gang members, according to the report, taking over some of the apartment buildings there. This is in the United States of America. This is not in a foreign country. And I want to remind you that the American government opened up the borders, opened up and told the people, come on in. Wherever you're from, whomever you are, and it doesn't matter if you're a criminal or not, come on into America. And by the way, we want y'all to know we got rid of the police, so don't worry about the police. And you probably won't have to go to jail because there's no bail bonds. So you'll wait in your, in the very community that you committed the crime, you can wait and let the citizens see you walking up and down the street. And they hide away in fear. The United States of America. Aurora apartment workers beaten to the pulp by Trinde Awagro. Something like that. Isn't that amazing? This is in the United States of America. Do you still want Kamala Harris for president? Do you still want Kamala for president? It's only going to get worse if you do. It's up to you. This is from KDVR, CBC, I mean CBZ management is speaking out and releasing more details regarding what it said happened in the month before one of the properties made national headlines. Watch this from KDVR.
CBZ management said it had been trying to fix problems at its apartment complexes in Aurora for a couple of years. But the company says gangs began causing problems at the end of 2023. This is surveillance video, the company said, shows one of its representatives being assaulted after he refused to accept a bribe at the Whispering Pines complex. We spoke to that worker today who said, "I think they were trying to kill me. I don't know how I got out. But I got out," he told Fox 31 in a telephone interview. The city of Aurora has already shut down one of CBZ's complexes and is threatening to take over others, like the one on Dallas Street, where security cameras showed men carrying guns. The company said migrants were not the problem. Instead, it was gangs that had taken over the complex, and management could not get help stopping them.
Amazing. So management reached out for help, according to the story. They didn't get the help. They go to court, and the court take away the management apartment and try to control it themselves rather than getting rid of the gangs. In the United States of America, isn't that amazing? The way of life in America is gone. We now live in South Africa. It's South Africa here. It's like wide open South Africa, and it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And generations to come will not know about how great America was at one time, because Black Lives Matter radicals are destroying the monuments, the statues, the memories of America. And the enemies would now say America was never good. When was America good? America was never great, they say. They're already saying that. No big deal that they're foreigners. America, you got to put up with it. You got to suffer. Not only do you suffer because they took away the police, you got to suffer if you complain about what the criminals are doing, illegal aliens are doing in the United States of America. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. The city of Aurora said some CBZ complexes have gone into receivership. One last soundbite on that from KDVR.
The city told Fox 31 today some of CBZ's properties have gone into receivership. MSU assistant real estate professor Jeff Peschut explains what a receiver does.
They really step into the shoes of the owner, and they make ownership decisions. Again, subject to the order of the court, but they make ownership decisions in what they view as the best interest of the property and therefore the best interest of the lender.
Peschut says receiverships almost always take place before foreclosures. Today, a City of Aurora spokesman said, quote, "The city was not going to give credence to these continued exaggerations."
So the city is not going to give credence to the fact that, according to the owner, the building's been taken over by gang members from other countries. And so they're going to take over the building rather than get rid of the gangs. This is what it's all about in America today. Socialism, communism, and that they want to control the American people. They're taking away the man's property and the government is taking over. Because they don't want to mess with the gang members. That's just an illusion. Amazing, huh? It reminds me of all those Haitian people that are coming in, and the people don't want it. But the government is liberal, and they want it. They're on the side of liberals. They don't care what the American citizen want. They want control. Follow the money trail. I saw a report this morning, and it was something like in a city in Indiana, a small town or so, is being taken over by illegal aliens and things like that. And they got Mexicans, and now they have the blacks coming in from their country, as whole countries, and they don't know. And the white man was telling the story. And the white man was trying to be so nice about it. Instead of saying, these people coming in, they're illegals, first of all. They don't fit in with what we are about here in America. The white man was trying to complain, but he was trying to be nice because he didn't want to appear to be racist. It was sickening. I'm like, no wonder white people lose. They're worried about someone calling them racist, and they can't function. And as a result of that, the people of color are beating up the whites because white people are afraid of being looking like a racist, something that doesn't exist anyway. It's an illusion. A spiritual battle like I've never seen. And it's going to get worse. That's why I've been, not the only reason, but one of the reasons I've been encouraging you to work on yourself. So you can be in this world and not of it. It's up to you, though. You can live in fear. You can continue to live in fear. You know, I said this before. I did some interview, brand new episodes yesterday. After my radio show, some brand new episodes of FallenState.tv. And I tend to ask, do you have perfect peace? And every time they say no, people say no. Are you a Christian? Yes. I'm a child of God. But they have no perfect peace. Why do you accept that? Why do you accept? I know that people say, well, I'm human, right? But why do you accept that you are a child of God and you have no peace? Christ came that you might have peace. Satan came that you may have fear, non-peace. Why do you accept it? And why do you say, well, I'm just human? Why would you accept a God that's going to give you the same misery that you already have and you're trying to get away from, and this new God that you met is still giving you misery? Why do you accept that? Why don't you say, well, maybe, what's up with God? Maybe I don't understand something. Or maybe I'm not seeing something. What made you accept it? Christ said, I came that you might have peace because you didn't have it beforehand. And then you said, okay, but then when you meet Christ and you're saved by Jesus, you still don't have peace and you don't question it. John is a first-time caller. out of North Carolina. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air. He hung up. It probably was an accident. It dropped. Call back, John. Basher is a first-time caller out of Virginia. Basher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jesse, you know, I think you give a lot of good information and a lot of good life advice for people. And for years, and I've watched you for about 20 years, being the first to say things everybody knows is true.
Yes.
But nobody has the guts to say it. So I give you a lot of credit there. The problem that I have listening sometimes is that you like ask people if they've been called to be a preacher.
Yes.
Or and you also say
ask if they've been called or did they go to school to be a preacher.
Right, and I don't think either one of them is the correct answer. We clearly see in the Bible where the disciples lay on hands onto other people who become apostles, and then you need at least two people to lay hands on, and that's how it's passed down. It was called apostolic succession.
I'm sorry, Bastion, come a little closer to your phone and repeat what you just said.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
So in the Bible, right, so do you remember the eunuch is reading Isaiah? Do you remember that in the Bible?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay, well, the eunuch is reading, he's reading Isaiah, and Timothy, who has had hands laid on him, they called it apostolic succession in the Bible for a reason, meaning that from Jesus to the disciples, they lay at least two apostles need to lay hands on somebody, and they call it apostolic succession, where they receive the gifts to be able to forgive and remit sins. The same way, the way that Jesus passed on to them, now you receive the Holy Spirit, you're able to go on. Anybody's sins you say are forgiven, they are forgiven. If they're not, they're not. That's where like the idea of confessing to a priest comes from.
Okay.
So they pass that on in the Bible, right? It's called apostolic succession. So Timothy, who has had hands laid on him by Paul, goes to the Ethiopian eunuch, and the eunuch is reading Isaiah. And Timothy asks him if he understands what he's reading. And the eunuch says, "How can I if I have no teacher?" And what that is saying is that you're not able to just come up with your own interpretation of the Bible. And that you're not able to just read it and say, okay, this is what this means, because that's why you have so many denominations. And it's been laid down since the first century that Jesus Christ was God, and I really want you to come to that realization. It's going to take a humbling of saying, I don't have all the answers, and I need to research where the Trinitarian formula comes from. Because you can see the Trinity in the Old Testament. You have the Spirit of God. You have God the Father, who wrestled with Jacob. Who ate with Abraham? Who did Moses speak with? That's Jesus.
So are you saying, are you in your call right now, are you saying that you believe Jesus is God?
Oh, absolutely.
And you believe it, and you believe it because some man in the Bible said it?
So it's not some man in the Bible, it's Jesus says, I am who I am.
But he never said that he was God.
He doesn't need to say that because he doesn't need to say I am God. Like you,
you believing that Jesus is God because some men said it 100 years later that Jesus was God?
No, not because men said that 100 years later. Within the first century, that is what is passed on, because there was only one church for 1,000 years. Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm saying. Because I come from a Protestant background myself, and I had to humble myself.
And so you believe that Jesus is God, right?
Well, absolutely.
And so do you think that Jesus was able to do greater works than God? Hold on, buddy. Hold on, Pastor. Back in a moment. Sorry, Nick.
Pull their advertisement from Google, whomever, right?
because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell. For personalized shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Birthdays are Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, encouragement, or congratulations. Whatever the occasion is, I can do them for you. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. This is a busy time. So all type of events are starting to happen the end of the year. All right, I will do the cameos for you. Weddings, cameo, congratulations, whatever it is. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. A brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very fun and interesting, never thought one day I would be interviewing Tommy Chong. I used to see them, you know, the shows on TV. I never thought one day I would have the opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with Tommy Chong. He is a Grammy-nominated musician, actor, and comedian, best known for his part in the Chi and Chong films. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
How long have you been smoking pot?
I'm 86. I started when I was 17. It's the healthiest high on the planet. God appeared to Moses in the form of a burning bush.
Right.
That's the burning bush. I got so much into the black culture that I became black.
Really?
I got so black, I married a white woman.
And so you love your hell?
Well, you learn a lot more in hell than you do in heaven, you know.
Are you high now?
Probably.
It was a fun discussion. It really, really was a fun discussion. And I learned something from him, too. You see, this Friday at 12 noon, thefallenstate.tv. And you can support The Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate, or on locals.com. And ladies, no meeting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the third Thursday, and every Thursday of the month we have ladies forum. Not this month, though. So ladies, come on to fellowship on Sunday and make up for it, all right, this Sunday. Amazing. I want to go back to first-time caller. And by the way, ladies, let your lady friends know in case they're not watching the show. They may not hear even though we got it posted on the site there, this is not a ladies' forum, this surgery. So call your friends. Bachelor, a first-time call out of Virginia. Bachelor.
Yes, sir.
And so you believe Jesus is God. And
well,
Jesus said greater works that he has done that you'll be able to do. Do you believe that you're greater than God or Jesus?
No. But the people who he is anticipating doing that are receiving the Holy Spirit, which is, again, also, is also God. So let me explain my point.
What'd you say?
So when he is saying that, he is saying that to people who will or that are or will be filled with the Holy Spirit. So they are given the ability to do those works in his name.
And did you say they were also God?
No. So did you say
that they were also God? The ones that receive the Holy Spirit, did you say they're God?
No. But they are, when you receive the Holy Spirit, that is God living within you.
Jesus said, why are you carrying on over me? Paraphrase. Why are you acting this way about what I'm doing? It's not me. It's my Father that's in me. He's doing the work. And he went on to say at some point, greater work shall you do than what I've done. What God, you think you can do greater works than God?
Right. So let me explain that, right?
No, so I'll let you explain that. But do you think because he said you can do greater work. So
No, I do not.
Jesus said that you can do greater works than him. Would God tell you that you could do greater works than him?
No, but what you're not under, you're misunderstanding. This is the problem of coming to your own interpretation of what that means.
So why are you doing that? Why are you coming to your own interpretation?
No, I am not coming to my own interpretation.
Jesus told you you can do greater works than him. Does that make sense that God would tell you, hey, you'll do greater works than me. I'm God, and you'll do greater works.
Okay.
That makes sense?
That is your interpretation, but
no,
I can
that's
give you
in
a
the
couple,
Bible.
Couple of, no, but that's your that you're not understanding what the message he's trying to convey.
Didn't Jesus say in the Bible, hey, it's not me, it's my Father?
He did say that, but you
and did
you
Jesus
also
say that you're going to do greater work? You can do greater work than me.
Okay. Does the Bible also say,
Pastor? Did Jesus say that?
Yes, he did say that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now that I'm able to understand, so I am accepting what I know. Those words are written in the Bible, but what is also written in the Bible? You see, if you don't understand the rhyme of the Old to the New Testament, it's gonna throw you all over. And remember this: every cult comes out of a Bible study.
Every what?
So every cult comes out of a Bible study. Somebody thinks, oh,
well, why do you belong to a cult then?
No, I attend the Antiochian Orthodox Church.
But that's a cult.
So if you don't understand, it's not a cult. It's the original church.
No, that's a cult.
No, that's where the Bible says Christians were first called Christians in Antioch.
And what?
The Antiochian Orthodox Church. That is where Christians were first called Christians. You can look. That's in the Bible.
That's the name of the town that the church is in.
Yes, correct.
So you just name a church. You just name a church after a town.
No, it has. Again, it goes back to the apostolic succession. It's been around for 2,000 years. But let me give you a couple Bible verses.
Not too many. Hey, Pastor, it's not Bible Thumping Thursday. I got so many people I want to get to.
This will be real quick.
Just give me one.
Okay, so you got Isaiah 7:14, and then you have Matthew 1:33, I believe, and they both say a virgin shall conceive a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So the Virgin is Mary, conceives the Son, Jesus, who is God with us.
You're telling us, Bachelor, you're telling us what we already know. Anything new?
No, but that is God with us. So Jesus is God with us. There's nothing there. You can't come to your own interpretation. It's right there.
Jesus is God with us?
Yes, he is God.
What?
Ask a rabbi, dumb. Ask a rabbi what that means.
But a rabbi is dumb.
So ask a rabbi in Isaiah 53 who that is. They're going to tell you Messiah, Mashiach, God.
Is God in Christ?
No.
God is not in Christ?
I don't know what you're trying to... I don't... But God... Jesus Christ is the Logos. He's God.
Was God in Jesus, in Christ?
Christ is God.
Was God in Christ?
Form. Sure, he's in Christ.
So God was in Christ, right?
That's not going to change the fact that he is God in human form.
Was God in Christ?
Okay, yes, say he's God in Christ. I'm giving you the answer you want.
No, and you need to give me the truth. Was God in Christ?
Yes, of course he was.
And so if God was in Christ, how could Christ be God?
Because the Bible says that he's God.
There's nowhere in the Bible that says that he's God. But, Bachelor, call me on Bible Thump on Thursday, all right? I got to run.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. 888-777-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Let me go to Norway and talk to William. There's one line open if someone wanted to jump in there. William, out of Norway, heard around the world by everybody and they mama. William gone to. Let me go to Josh. Out of Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
You got it. All is well.
Yes, sir. I was calling to answer that biblical question, man.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
I always thought the word criticize was a good thing. So it may just be a, you know, that word has more than one meaning. So, I'd say in the way that you mean it by asking this question, it's the devil in me that does the criticizing, because that leads to me hating myself, and that's what the devil in me wants. But, you know, that word criticize has more than one meaning. It's like, it could also mean, like, to discern where I need to improve myself.
So why do you criticize yourself and others?
I don't criticize myself.
Oh, okay.
And others, yeah.
So you don't criticize yourself and others?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
But what were you trying to say before then?
I was just trying to say that I always thought the word criticize meant, you know, it was good to criticize yourself because that's how you become better.
So you were saying, so are you saying that you do criticize yourself so you can get better? Or you don't criticize yourself and others?
I'm just saying the word criticize has more than one meaning, but in the way you're asking the question, I don't criticize each other.
But how do I ask the question? I just asked, do you criticize yourself and others? How is that affecting what you think it means?
Because criticize has two meanings. It means it can have two different meanings. So,
do you use one of the meanings to criticize? I don't know what you mean by two, but do you use one of those meanings in your mind to criticize others and yourself?
Yeah.
What?
It's like, what? I mean, well, okay.
I need discerning. A drink and a quick like decision.
The word to discern, like I'm discerning that this guy got issues and I don't need to be around him. I'm discerning that, okay, I have my own issues, and that's the same thing as saying I'm criticizing. I thought that was the same thing as criticizing, or it can be a way of saying criticizing. I'm criticizing this guy, but
I need to make a quick decision.
Yeah.
Well, we're wrong.
That's what words do, you know? Judge, criticize, and discern.
But how did you come
all
up,
mean the same thing.
How did you become this confused over the question, why do you criticize yourself and others? How did you become this confused about the question?
Because the word has more than one meaning. So,
what made you start thinking about, well, what does it mean about the question? It's just a simple, why do you criticize yourself and others? Well, how did you come up with all, what does this mean? Does it mean this meaning to it? Or does it mean that meaning to it? That alone is confusing.
Right.
How'd you go down that road?
I don't know. I'm trying to be accurate. I'm trying to not judging yourself. When you say judging, you mean hating, specifically hating. You don't mean.
I didn't even say judge. I said criticize.
And criticize and judge can mean the same thing, but, right?
You sound like my wife, if I had one.
I know.
The question, honey, is why do you criticize? Why do you criticize yourself and others? Just a simple question.
Okay. The devil in me does that criticizing, so I don't do the criticizing. That's the simple answer.
What? Why do you criticize yourself and others? And you say?
I don't criticize myself and others.
And okay, that's your last answer. You stand by that. Is that your final answer?
But the thing in me does that, and it seems like in me if I'm not paying attention. And I make the facial expressions like for the assignment you did at church. I caught myself making the facial expressions, and then afterwards I would see that, oh man, I messed up. I thought that was me again. But it's not.
So you tried the assignment I gave out Sunday?
Yeah.
And the assignment, for those who don't know, on Sunday I sent to the congregation there and online for 24 hours. Don't judge anyone, including yourself, really, anyone by thoughts, expression, eyes, words, emotions, or anything. Don't judge for 24 hours. And you didn't last 24 hours?
No. Just off of my thoughts. Yeah. Just off of my
gesture
thoughts.
Or anything. You can't.
Yeah. And I'm sure I made gestures with like, you know, scrunched up my face or rolled my eyes, kind of side eye, you know, the side eye gesture.
Right.
But I noticed that
judgment is a painful expression. It brings pain when you judge yourself and others. You can see it in your face.
And so if you do that, I mean, well, it's the thing in me doing that. And at what point? So I usually realize after that, oh, I'm thinking that I am that thing that's doing that. I shouldn't be doing that. After, like, maybe 5 seconds or 10 seconds after, like, oh, I'm judging this guy. But it's really not me. So the goal is to see it coming before you get all into that and identify with it.
Is that a question or a statement?
It's a question.
I have to wait until Sunday before I can respond to the biblical question. Okay. But I do I do appreciate it. You got to stop reading so much into it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to college, so that's what they did. They brainwashed me in college to do that. So that I have to. That's what they do in college, man.
That's
the purpose of college.
Did you go to a black college?
Basically.
Well, no wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. DEI degree. I got a little DEI degree.
Well, you don't have to stay with it. You just need to stay black.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you have to do, stay black. Thank you, Josh. Right. I appreciate it. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, man. Thank you.
All right. Let me go to first-time caller John out of North Carolina. I believe his phone dropped the first time. John, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead. Loud and clear.
That's good. So my question is, so I travel a lot for work. I travel pretty much 90% of the year. I'm gone. And I hear some of the stuff that you say, and you kind of criticize young men for still living at home. I'm 28. But whenever I'm in town, I just crash at my mom's place. Is that a problem?
Yes.
Why is that a problem?
Because as long as you're crashing at mama place, you're going to forever crash there. You would never grow up.
I see. So
back to your phone, John. Stay close to it. Go ahead.
So as long, so it doesn't matter what I'm doing throughout the year, even if I'm only home for maybe one or two nights every 2 weeks or something like that.
Yes. You gotta get away from. I mean, you don't have to if you want to grow and develop into manhood. You gotta get away from mama because the spirit of mama will not allow you to grow. She will, without maybe she's aware of it, maybe not. But the spirit of the woman is evil, and it will not allow you to grow. She'll mama you. She'll baby you. She'll feed you. And you will not grow because you're not out there dealing with the issues of life.
I see. Okay.
Well, if you have a job, why can't you get your own place?
No, I can. I can. But the only issue is that the only thing that whenever I speak with them or speak with my family or anything, it's just, okay, well, I'm gone majority of the time. So I'd literally be paying rent or, you know, I wouldn't be saving up as much money.
Well, buy yourself a house. Hold on, buddy. Can you hold?
Sure.
Hold on. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news is coming right now. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 16th, AD 2024. Quick reminder, guys, ladies, really, no women's forum tomorrow night. Normally, it's the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can check the website, rebuildingtheman.com/events, but it is canceled for the month of October 2024. No women's forum. Catch you next month, hopefully. We'll see, all right? rebuildingtheman.com/events or call Bond if you need info, 323-782-1980. Leave a message if it's off hours, or catch the front desk between the hours of 9 to 4 Pacific time. That's noon to 7 Eastern time if you're coming in from the East Coast or wherever. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network. It is Hake News, not fake news. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News to get on hold with your question or comment and get on air eventually with JLP. Check it out. 1-888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network says early voting, a record number of early votes were cast in Georgia. On Tuesday, residents headed to the polls in a critical battleground state. We have had over 328,000 total votes cast so far, way, way, way before Election Day, 3 weeks before. Gabe Sterling of the Georgia Secretary of State's office stated on X, that's Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. The previous first day record was 136,000, so that's more than doubled, and that was in 2020, so said Sterling. The swing state's one of the most closely watched in this election, with our greatest president trying to reclaim it after losing there to crooked Joe Biden, the current so-called president, who should probably be 25th Amendmented, right? Because he's not fit to be serving right now. He just doesn't have seem to be physically capable or mentally, same thing. He lost to Joe Biden by a small margin last year. Thanks, Atlanta, liberal blacks. Anyway, at the same time, several new rules passed the Trump-backed Republican majority at the state election board, creating uncertainty about the post-election process. This has led Democrats, demon rats I call them, and others to mount legal challenges, many of which have yet to be resolved even as Election Day nears. And Gaza aid. Israel is reviewing a letter sent by the U.S. that demands that they act to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza within the next 30 days or risk violating U.S. laws governing foreign military assistance. So suggested U.S. military aid could be in jeopardy. The evil Joe Biden administration and other so-called world leaders have long pressured Israel to help ease the dire conditions in the enclave, while thousands of so-called Palestinians face sustained Israeli airstrikes. Despite the stern warning, however, the U.S. has continued providing military assistance to Israel. The World Food Program said in a recent report that aid entering the Strip has plummeted to its lowest levels in months. Free food for them, right? No food has entered northern Gaza since the start of October, putting 1 million people at risk of starvation. And really what happens, it's nasty, it's brutal. Oof. The World Food Program told that to Commie Nonsense last week. And Lufthansa was fined. I thought that was a country, but no, it's Germany's biggest airline. Lufthansa, I'm butchering probably the pronunciation, has been fined a record $4 million for denying boarding to 128 Jewish passengers who didn't know each other. The fine stems from a May 2022 incident in which the airline denied boarding to the travelers as a group and were unable to connect in Frankfurt to Budapest from a New York flight because the alleged misbehavior of a few, quote unquote. The airline issued an apology, saying the incident resulted in an unfortunate series of inaccurate communications, misinterpretations, and misjudgments throughout the decision-making process. The U.S. Department of Transportation said it was the largest ever fine issued by the federal agency. I'm James.
have to stand up strong, make the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. The biblical question, why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? You can listen to the show live at any time, wherever you are. You can podcast if you don't have time to sit and watch it, but you don't have to miss the live portion of it, because you can call the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can podcast too. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your super chats read out loud, your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. I want to go quickly back to John, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. And John says that he traveled a lot with his work, and that his work, and so he's not in town a lot, wherever he is, and he stay at home when he's in town with his folks. And he want to understand, why isn't that okay? Let's see here. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we were talking about that. Why don't, and you say that you stay at home so you can save money?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And why do you need to save so much money?
Because in the grand scheme of things, isn't the point, I mean, you know, everything's getting more expensive nowadays. So in the grand scheme of things, isn't the line of progression that we're supposed to, you know, work as a man, you're supposed to work, save up, build a life for yourself, and, you know, be able to take, you know, get married, have kids, and be able to do that. But if you're out throwing away the money, at least in this situation, so it still doesn't matter. I understand what you said about, you know, the spirit of not being able to take on things, but I guess I will. You asked me if why I didn't buy a house, and it's just I'm not settled in life, so I didn't want to. You know, that's a big commitment. You buy a house, you're stuck here, or you're stuck in that state. You know what I mean?
So, no, you're not stuck. You have a house to go to when you get home from work, when you're in town. While you're away, you can rent it out. Maybe get a, you know, have someone rent a room or two from you. You can also, you'll be building something when you own a house, because no matter what happens, land will always go up and down, but it will always be valuable. And so at 28, you're building for yourself while you're out working. But you stay at home at mama, you're not building anything.
I see. Yeah, something about the whole situation. I've been fighting it for a long time. It's just I keep listening to mom when she says, you know, well, what's the point? Why don't you just stay here? Why don't you just, you know, stay, you know, make it easy, save this, save that. Don't go out there and you know, it's like they're keeping me at home, and it's just I don't know why. Every time I try and pull away, I always feel like, you know, they're trying to, you know, keep me right there. You know, like as if some.
If you were at light, as if you're what?
As if, I don't know, maybe it's a backup plan or a safety net for them, or I, you know, it's like, okay, well, I don't know what it is. I just, every time I want to pull away from staying at home, it's always, okay, well, it just doesn't make sense. Okay, well, no, just stay here with us. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you listening to her? You're 28 years old. Your mother is your enemy, and she will destroy you before she lets you just get away. She's destroying your natural ability given to you by God to survive on earth. You're not growing in that at all because she's not going to let you. And then she'll turn you to her husband. She'll turn you to her boyfriend and her husband. Your mother is not going to ever let you go.
I see.
Because she's using you for her own personal ego.
Mm.
And so at this point, you're a grown adult. You can't blame her that you're letting her control you like this.
You're right.
What will happen if you just say, no, I don't want to hear what you... Don't even talk to her about you moving. You move. You don't have to tell her. Let her know, hey, I'm out of here. Bye. You don't owe her any explanation. You don't need to ask her if you should move or not. You don't need her feedback on it or anything. It's time to grow up. You're never going to grow into what God intended for you to because you're not out there dealing with life. You're under the comfort of your mother's skirt tail, and she's never going to release you.
I hear you. I hear you, Jesse. I appreciate you saying that. I think I just needed somebody to say it. Put it that way, because everywhere else, every time I bring it up to anybody else, it's always just like, well, it makes sense, you know, stay at home, save that money. Why would you go out, you know, if you got it easy, go ahead and, you know, stay there. But something feels wrong about the situation, but, you know, the convenience of it just always makes it, you know, you always distract yourself with some type of convenience and you just let it go. But I appreciate you saying that. You know, I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I appreciate what you do. And thank you for telling me that. I think that's all the questions I had, Jesse.
Yeah, thanks. Get out and build a life for yourself. Do not do what you want, of course, but don't stay under mama, man. She will destroy you. Your mothers don't love their children. They don't love you at all. They use you for personal gain. And then when she see that you're going to become independent and it doesn't matter what she think, oh, but your mother, I had you. I birthed you. I gave you life. She didn't give you life. God gave you life. Life come from God, not from mama.
I see.
And you're not out there developing in the God-given life that he's giving you because your natural inner nature is not developing. It's not growing. Let me ask you one other quick question. You said that something like, I forgot how you put it, so you can correct me. You said something about, well, I thought you're supposed to save up money. You're supposed to get married. You're supposed to do this. What did you say exactly? Do you remember?
So, I thought the natural progression is, you know, you're supposed to get a job, be able to provide for others, save up, build a house, get married, have kids. I thought, you know, and that's what they keep saying is why I should stay there. But, so I can more quickly do that and get myself in line for that. But it just doesn't seem that way. It just feels like I'm kind of spinning my wheels when I'm there, you know. But because of that convenience, I'm just there. But that's what I was saying.
Are we supposed to what?
Are we supposed to be doing that? No. Because everybody shames us for, you know, that's what we feel like we're supposed to be doing is go out there, procreate, you know, go get married and, you know.
No, John, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. That's a setup. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work for anyone. And if you hold on to that line of living, you're going to end up in the same ditch and the same misery that your parents are in with themselves and others. You're going to end up just like every other couple, angry, unhappy with a bunch of children, and they are miserable. And then the woman is going to take the children from you. Get rid of that idea that just live your life moment by moment without any plans or any ideas of how life should be. Do not follow that line. You're going to end up in the same ditch that every other miserable man and woman is.
Okay.
Don't follow that plan, John. You're going to be miserable. Live in the present without any ideas or plan. You can plan to buy your house, like physical plan, you know, like practical plan. Get yourself some land. Go and work around wherever you want to work. You know, and those simple things like that. But as far as I'm supposed to save up money, I'm supposed to get a house, I'm supposed to get married, I'm supposed to have children, that's a setup. You're supposed to live in the present and let life happen for you. It doesn't need your plan or your help.
Right. And I just thought about, well, what if you want kids? And then I remember you saying all the time, we're not supposed to want for anything.
That's so right. Because you listen to the ego, the nature of the devil, and you get up and you make some kids and you'll be worse. You'll be more unhappy then than you are right now.
All right, Jesse.
You got to stop believing those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have. I've tried to show your show. I've tried to let her listen to you, but I have. I've looked at her in the eye and we've had that face-to-face conversation, and I have.
What does your father say when you tell him your mother is trying to convince you to stay with her the rest of your life?
My parents split up when I was a long time ago, and my dad, he had his own stuff that, you know, I've forgiven him for too, but he doesn't give me advice. He's not one to give me any advice or he wasn't much for guidance or anything. I love him to death. He's still my dad, you know. But when it comes to long term advice, he ain't got nothing for me. So,
are you doing the silent prayer?
I try to.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I'm not, Jesse.
And why not? How do you plan to be aware and present at all time if you don't do the prayer? How are you going to stay out of your imagination if you're not aware?
Sounds like I need to be doing the silent prayer, Jesse.
You got to work on you now, John. You're responsible for your world. You're responsible for you. And I will urge you to get away from Mama. She's telling you all this because she wants to control you. She wants to use you for her own personal ego feelings.
All right.
I wish you well, John.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Jesse. I appreciate it. And enjoy the show.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Avery is a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Avery, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Avery.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Oh, that's good. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I was just calling. I just been listening to your show maybe the last 6 months.
Okay.
And a lot of the videos, I watch hours and hours of videos. I think I'm like in the final, you know, obstacle in my life of, you know, really finding myself.
Yes.
And when I finally ran into you online, it was just like the icing on the cake, you know. So these last few years actually has been kind of the, you know, some of the toughest. And, you know, the video has been helping me a lot. You know, I've been trying to control my anger, trying to think positive, get negative thoughts out of my head. And, you know, your videos just help me. And, you know, every day is like a constant session. and, you know, a learning experience. So I just want to say you, I appreciate you. I love what you're doing. You know, some things I might not agree on, but 98% of things, I really think you like the voice of America and, you know, a black man in America. You will be the, like, you know, the prototype, you know.
How old are you now?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
I'll be 37 next month.
Right on. You, so have you gone and forgiven your mother and father?
Well, about forgiving my mother, we had discussions. We had, like, you know, little debates. I told her a few months ago, you know, how I felt about, you know, our relationship and relationship with my dad. My dad's no longer living.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's been over, you know, it's about 12 years now. So, but yeah, I basically forget my dad. You know, I seen what he went through in life too. So, and I kind of repeated his steps.
Yeah.
So I fought him. I just look at it like, you know, something I didn't want to go through. You know, he died young, and in his life he was really, you know, I wouldn't say like he wasn't the best, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like I don't want to leave that way, even though he was a good man most of his life.
Yeah,
he did, you know, everything he did with the father.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
Well, not actually forgive her, but I told her, we had a debate. I told her how I feel about, you know, certain things, like, you know, how she treated my dad and how she, you know, kind of like you said, my mom's not perfect. You say that, you know, women got the devil in it, and I can definitely see it. So it's kind of hard. It was kind of hard. It was kind of hard forgiving her. But we do. I did have a, you know, a real talk with her and told her how I feel. And
why didn't you say, "Hey, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done"? Because what she has done, she has created you in her image. The mind, your imagination is just like your mother's. The fears, the doubts, the loneliness, the suicidal thoughts, the depressions, the comparing yourself to others. That is the nature that came from your mother, and she couldn't help herself because her mother did it to her. And so your mother, what she done to you, she couldn't help it, and you understand that because you see now that you can't help yourself. This thing been controlling you. Why do you forgive her so God can forgive you and take away her identity and give you a clear mind?
Yeah.
Why do you forgive her? What made you not forgive her?
Well, it was a time we were, you know, we were talking and she's kind of like, I was close to forgiving her, and then we end up, you know, kind of like not agreeing on something, and she kind of said something that kind of just made me kind of just walk away. That was like, you know, I don't know. I guess it wasn't the right time. Maybe I just had to get that off my chest, and then I'm still, you know, waiting on the time to actually go and forgive her.
The time is now. The moment you see that you have that anger toward her and realize you can't help yourself, and what caused you to realize she could not help herself, she did the best she could. She couldn't help herself. But you need to forgive her and shake it in your boot. Hey, mom, mother, whatever you call it, I'm sorry for resenting you. You created me in your image. You turned me against my father. You made me just like you, and I realize now you can help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. Don't ask for forgiveness. Don't apologize for any of your actions because you were just like her. But you apologize for resenting her, and God will forgive you, and he will change your heart, take away the spirit of anger. But he can't do it until you forgive, admit that you're wrong, and you see that you're wrong, but you got to face her and have no expectation from her at all. If she admitted she did it, fine. If she doesn't, fine. If she overreact, fine. She blame it on you or your father, fine. You just say, look, I forgive you for what you've done. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. And then go live your life. You'll be fine. But you got to forgive her. And don't let her, she might not be ready to overcome. And so she'll start arguing with you or create a situation so she can still have control over you. Right. Don't fall for it. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove anything. Just say, I want you to know I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And then go live your life, man. But you got to forgive her so you can overcome the fear.
Okay.
And don't let the devil talk to you out of it. The devil like, oh, that's your mother. Or she can help it. Or you're going to hurt her feelings. She fed you, whatever. Don't let the devil those thoughts, because Satan, which is in the imagination, doesn't want to depart from you. He and his little demon, they live in human beings, and they want to control you. So don't listen to the thoughts. You do what you got to do so you can be free.
Yeah, that sounds right. So I've been listening. Yeah, I've been listening to you, you know, say that to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I always, you know, wanted to do it. I just think, like when I actually talked to her the last time, it was kind of like, you know, it was the time, you know. So
yeah.
I think, like, the next time when I do, go and forgive her, it'll just be the time. Like, you know, it'll be the right time.
Are you able to FaceTime with her?
Yeah, I am. But yeah, I see my mom. She don't live too far.
Oh, okay. Well, go face her. Yeah. You're going to shake in your boots, but it'll be the last time you ever shake in your boots, because the fear that you have is from evil. It's not from God. God did not give you a spirit of fear. Those are evil things that come from you becoming angry as a kid. You became just like your mother.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree, man.
Yeah. Amazing, Avery.
Oh, yeah, man. I so appreciate everything, you know, all the advice you give, man.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I don't.
I recommend you start.
I know you say, the silent prayer. You're not doing that. So I just think, like, everything I got going on, I just kind of, like, you know, work, let everything work out. And I think, like, when I'm, you know, focused on letting that go.
Yes.
The silent prayer would be like the final touch, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like, you know, should I play it? And, you know, but I know you said play it, you know, do the silent prayer, and that will work.
Yes.
But I'm kind of like, you know, all these issues I got going on, I'm trying to, you know, fix those, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's one of those things where when the time is ready, I think.
Well, I want you to know that if you should start doing a silent prayer and you practice staying present, rather than living in your head thinking about the past or the future, then all of your issues would disappear. Because you, in reality, in real reality, you have no problems. It's an illusion. Well, you just think you do.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I had problems, and I was just saying, like, how long would I know, how long would the silence flare work?
The moment...
1 day, 2 days?
No...
Because I want, like, you know, all the problems I got, I need a miracle. Like, you know,
Well, the moment when you start doing the silent prayer, God's going to bring you out of the imaginations and cause you to be with him in the present instead of living in your head thinking about what has happened, what will happen, what you have or you don't have, or what other people think about you or what you think about other people and all that. All those things would disappear if you practice staying present, and you want to live. And if you do it, you're going to live that way at all times, and you would see that you have no problems. There's no such thing as problems. There has never been any problems. It's just been an illusion of problems because you've been living in your imagination. You don't have problems. You just think you do. That's why you need to do the silent prayer so you can stay present. And all the illusion of problems will disappear. I promise you that.
Yeah, I hear you on that, Jesse. I hear you.
It's just an illusion. You have no problems.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, because when I do pray before the, like, silent prayer, I always pray, you know, silently to myself all the time before I heard about the silent prayer.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, you know, when I wake up, I still have those, you know, same problems, like, you know,
same issues,
and it's nothing changed. It's probably even getting worse.
Do the silent prayer, and so you can stay present rather than lost in your imagination. That's the only problem you have. You're lost in darkness of thoughts. All thoughts are all lies. And I promise you, man, if you do the silent prayer and you forgive your mama, you got to face your mama, and then do the silent prayer or do the silent prayer and go forgive your mother, and you're going to see that you have no problem. That's Satan been lying to you in your head, and you've been consulting with the devil. The devil tell you, oh, go over here and do that, and you go and do it, and then it doesn't work, and then the devil tell you, oh, well, that didn't work. Try this or do this. And you do that. You're still listening to the evil. You're getting all your information from evil, and evil is just setting you up to fail because it wants to destroy you. It wants your life. You got to stop listening to thoughts or all lies all the time about anything.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of those thoughts, man.
Yeah, those are not your thoughts. So from now on, don't call them you. It's enough to see them, but don't identify with them by calling them you. They're not your thoughts. They're not your emotions. And so I got to run, but here's what I recommend for you, Avery. You go forgive your mother. Start doing the silent prayer so you can stay present, go to work, have your dinner, you know, pay your rent. But stay out of your head about anything else, and I promise you life will change immediately for you.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
Go ahead.
You say you got to go.
You have
but
what?
I had another question.
Okay.
Well, you know, like another situation.
Can you hold on?
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'm going to get to everybody and your super chat right after this break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, at 9 a.m., right after my show, then 9 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. You don't want to miss it. And nine from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday, he black. Did y'all hear Joel yesterday? If you didn't, podcast it. Oh my God. Joel Friday, he black. Better known as Arkansas instead of Arkansas. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Taking you on a ride, a real flight. He learned how to be a pilot. He is the best pilot in America. And he was taught by Google. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. All right? You don't want to miss it. Energy all over the place. Give it to him. By God. So let me go quickly back to Avery. Avery had one more question for me. Avery, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I had a, a long, situation been going on. And I've been hearing, watching videos of, guys of the same issue. I have three kids and three different women, and I know that you said, just let it go. Your kids are, already messed up or whatever, and that's what I've been going through the last 5 years maybe. And I'm kind of at that point where you said just let it go. And I don't know if that's right, but I also feel much better. And when I, as I was, So
are you trying to, and your question for me is what?
Should I still be, I know you say just focus on yourself and, and your kids will, you know, catch hell for their mom. But, you know, I still try to, you know, be in two of their lives as much as I can. And I'm always catching, like, issues with their mom.
And so, so you have five kids with three different women, you say?
No, I got three kids.
Oh, three kids with three different. Okay. And are they trying to prevent you from seeing your children?
Two of them are. I haven't seen one of them in 2-3 years. And one of them I get to see, but his mom make it difficult. Well, two of their moms make it difficult. Right. Well, all of them make them difficult, but the two that I deal with makes it difficult. You know, they expect me to, you know, kiss they tell, I would call it, you know, that, you know, get along or you don't get to see your kids.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, you know, is it worth it? Because I do want to see my kids, but I don't want to, you know, take demands from, you know, women like that.
Yeah.
Especially if it's trying to, like, use my kids against me.
Yes. And so, and then one of the mothers, she doesn't give you any problem about the kids?
Well, he can come. One of them can come, but she makes it difficult with the transportation. Like, he lives in another city. I'm always footing the bill to go get him. And if I don't come get him, he basically don't come because she won't arrange nothing, you know.
So how old is he? Is it a boy?
Yeah, he a boy.
How
14.
Old, 14.
My other son is 7. Then I got a 5-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay. And so your
and
question...
The daughter stays in another state. So I don't get to see her.
And your question for me is what?
Well, should I, you know, still, you know, get to see my kids?
Why would you try to see them when you see that these women are trying to control you through your children? Why would you even put forth an effort of trying to see them? What's the purpose?
Well, I mean, me and my kids got a bond. They love coming down here.
Yeah.
I got family that they love. They got cousins, aunties, uncles that they see.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for me going to get them or, you know, making that happen, I mean, they would miss a lot on my side.
I try to
work it out and, you know, compromise much as I can.
You can't do that with a woman.
Well, I know you say that, but as far as the, like I said, one of them is just the transportation, you know, so you know how gas is and I'm traveling back and forth every 2 days, you know, to a different city, back and forth. Then another one to another city. And then, you know, the transportation and the timing and, you know, one of them, the one child mom that always, I don't know, she just like finds little things to pick at. And, you know, I try to ignore it because I try not to be negative with the situation. You know,
so
I just kind of go along with it. And this past summer, that's when it's really, they really, you know, start showing one of my sons didn't come the whole summer. All because, you know, she's finding reason for him to stay and, you know, trying to make it seem like he don't want to come and he got things planned for him. And trying to make a family with, you know, other men. And I'm just, okay, I understand that, you know. So I kind of left it alone. So I just, like I say, I've just been trying to let it go. And whatever happens, happens. But if I can go and see him, I mean, I think that's, you know, good for me and them.
Well, here's what I recommend for you, Avery. I want to encourage you to go forgive your mother, do the silent prayer, and just start working on you. And stop fighting with these women about it. If it doesn't happen naturally, be done with it, because they will destroy you, and they already destroy your children, and they will destroy your children trying to destroy you. And the more you give them that by catering to them and arguing with them and begging them, you're making it worse on your children, because that evil in the mother is gonna pass down to your children. They're going to destroy your children. I would recommend that you work on you so that you can see the right thing to do. And for now, let them go. No more arguing about it. No more communication. Just drop it and work on you. And then as God is changing you from the old to the new, your kids will return to you one day. And they'll know. You'll find out what really happened. But the more you try to make this happen, the worse you're making it for yourself and for your children. We are not supposed to make anything happen. We're not created for that reason. We're supposed to let life happen, not make life happen. And you're trying to make this happen because you're emotionally connected with it in your imagination. And the world has told you, and Satan said, oh, those are your children. Fight for your children. That's a setup. Do not do that. Let them go. And just forget about those women and just focus on you right now to overcome the fallen state, and you'll be fine. And they're eventually maybe 17 or 18 or 19. You just don't know, or maybe before that. If it meant for you to have your children, they will be given back to you naturally. But you got to stop it, man. You're destroying yourself.
Okay.
And all that emotion you have about it, it's just emotions, and emotions are not necessary. Emotions are your enemies because they come from evil. They come from the imagination. Oh, these are your children. You have a family here. They need to see grandmama and granddad, and they need to see all that. Is this a setup? You're listening to evil. And those women love making you miserable by wanting your children. That's why they're not giving them to you. They get a joy out of bringing misery upon you. That's why they won't cooperate with you or anything. They love making you angry. They love knowing that you love your kids and they can keep them away from you. You're giving life to the devil by participating in this battle. Lay down your weapons. No more arguing. No more fighting with anyone or even in your imagination. Stop fighting and let the spirit of truth fight on your behalf. Let it go.
Yeah, I hear you. So is it wrong to have like negative thoughts?
Yes.
I know you say, you know, all thoughts are evil, but is it natural for that to rub off on your kids, even if you got like you love your kids, but you have negative thoughts about, you know, I don't know, maybe just negative thoughts about yourself that rubs off on your kids?
When you say yourself, who are you? Who are you referring to?
Well, as myself.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who is Avery?
Well, I'm a human. I'm a man.
So you're human, you're a man, and what else?
I'm just a mortal man, just like everybody else.
So you haven't told me who is Avery. You told me what you're human, you're a man, you got a male body, but who is Avery?
I'm a good person, you know. I got a lot of evil in me, though, and that's what I'm trying to fight.
And how can you be a good person if you have evil in you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that works, right?
Right.
I try to be good, but like you said, it's a lot of, you know, negative in me.
So here,
which I try to fight.
The way you pass on that to your children is when you're angry and you have no patience with them. You have no love, because an angry person have no love. You can't be of God and of Satan, right? Of evil. All angry people of evil, they have no love. And so when you're angry, that's all you have to give to your children, whether you're male or female. And that's why you have to overcome the spirit of anger, and God would change your heart from anger to love, which is his nature. And then that's what you will pass on to your children and to everybody. You will have patience. You will have love.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. Yeah. More patient and understanding, and, you know.
Well, that's why you got to forgive your mother, because that lack of patience and that lack of love is her nature, which is evil. And it's not her, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her. You got that from her. Because when she made you angry, you became like your mother. You become like what you hate. And men are just like their mothers because they have their mother's identity. They think and feel and react like a woman because they have the spirit of their mothers. That's why you must be born again of the spirit of the Father.
Yeah. And I've been noticing that lady, man. I see men and women what they are now. Like,
yeah.
I see all the what you call beta males nowadays. It just make me sick, and I just be trying to be on some, you know, manly stuff. And it's the world. Well, America is watered down with just like mama's boys and, you know, betas. That's all I see around nowadays.
But don't judge them, though, because...
Well, you're right. Right. I understand.
Because the same spirit that's driving them is what's driving you.
Right, exactly. I see where I was at when I was in the fallen state.
Yes.
I see where how I looked it to people, to the world,
yeah,
to my family, everybody. Now I see, like, damn, I was really... that lost and that stupid and that, you know, that weak.
Absolutely.
Of a man. That weak of a man. Like, man, I can never go back to that. Like, I can never.
That's right.
Yeah, but I see now, like, my eyes are definitely open. I see how America is making men into feminists and weak men, you know, unable to stand up for themselves, unable to talk for themselves. Not even able to think for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it makes me sick nowadays that I've seen it. And now I know that I was one of those persons. And
yes,
now I can see that it's all in my head, like, you know.
It is. It's all in imagination. It's not real. But, Avery, I got to run. I got to run. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother. Don't argue with the mothers to your children. No more arguing, no more fighting. Fine, let them go. They don't make it easy for you to see your children. Just work on you and let life happen for you. It'll happen for you. It'll be amazing, all right?
Okay, I hear you.
All right, let me know how it goes.
I appreciate it, man. Okay. I appreciate it. I'll call you sometime, man.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me do some super chats and then come back to the phone. Super chat.
Super chats.
Morning.
Good morning.
Aries won with a diamond yesterday that I missed. Where the gold at?
Where to go in them their heels?
I think because Jesse, the action figure, had a shovel digging for
the gold. The gold is in them their heels.
Nice.
Thank you.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino, yesterday on Cash App Donation Day.
Right on.
Very kind. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Joe from Florida bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'd like to take a moment and answer this week's biblical question.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
I didn't realize I was doing this until you asked us this question. On examination, I see that I criticize myself because I want to have these high standards in my life that border on perfectionism. When I don't achieve these expectations, I begin to criticize myself, telling myself what I should and should not be doing. It's made me examine where I got those expectations, if they're truly mine or the expectations of my parents and society, whether or not they are even healthy. Jesse, what are your thoughts about having expectations for yourself?
First, thank you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll respond to that on Sunday. But I urge you to immediately do what you want, of course. Drop all expectations. Have none. You can't live up to them. Never, ever, ever live up to expectations. Have none and just simply live your life and let life happen without any expectation. That's a setup. Have no expectation from yourself or anyone else. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Joe from Florida, when does holding yourself accountable go too far?
The moment you start. The moment you come up with an idea of holding yourself accountable, you've gone too far.
Love the show. Wish you guys the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
MB3 Coffees. I have been around pastors whose personalities change when they start preaching. Is this another spirit that takes over?
Yeah, that's the spirit of evil. Amazing. Thank you.
MB3 More Coffees. Does Satan anoint people to preach?
Those preachers that go to school, for sure. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Someone bought a coffee. Hey, young man, I heard you say stop the thoughts and watch the thoughts. How do we control thoughts to stop them? And what are we to stop? What are we to do to stop, watch, or both?
Break it down.
Are we supposed to stop the thoughts or watch the thoughts?
You're supposed to watch the thoughts.
Or both.
Watch them. You can't stop them. There's nothing you of yourself can do about them. Surrender. And just watch. Watch the thoughts, and the light of God will destroy the thoughts. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Fazul.
Thank you.
From South Florida. A little something for the kitty, and I don't mean cats. Oh, Lord, don't eat the cats. Father, bless Jesse and crew. Much love to all.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
And we'll have to read the rest later. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. When I come back, we'll finish that and your phone calls. We got to get to all of your calls. Hate news right now. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Manhood Hour coming up. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Oh.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. IVF treatment, propaganda, energy bills. Trump dancing for 30 minutes at a campaign event. Beautiful. And other mess. They're pushing abortion care access over the ladies at the Skim. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 AD. Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full. And the rest of the Super Chats and some great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN says Donald Trump Tuesday declared himself the father of IVF, in vitro fertilization, a fertility treatment that's come under threat during the following the Supreme Court's based 2022 decision to overturn the ridiculous Roe v. Wade from 1973. It's unclear what Trump meant when he made the comment that he's the father of IVF during a Fox News town hall billed as focusing on women's issues and had an all-female audience. Isn't that nice? That's where he danced, I guess. He has repeatedly returned to the issue, talking up his support for IVF. I didn't know that that was a proper phrase that journalists could use, talking up. But anyway, on the campaign trail, Trump claimed he would enact a federal policy making IVF free of charge. I think I disagree with him on this stuff, but whatever. And he touted his response following the Alabama Supreme Court's controversial, which is probably halfway reasonable or in the right direction, ruling earlier this year that frozen embryos are indeed children. Democrats, demon rats, I call them, meanwhile, have sought to use the threats to IVF to paint Republicans, including our greatest president, Trump, as seeking to restrict access to reproductive health care. How about just have babies when you're of age to have babies, right? Instead of getting a house first or getting an education first. Anyway, energy bills for consumers still scarred by jumps in their energy bills in recent years. The International Energy Agency has good news. Oil and natural gas prices will probably be lower over the next 5 years. If you live that long, energy prices soared in the wake of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, not because of it, but because of the overreaction to it, right? In February 2022, I think, anyway. But it also happened because Trump wasn't in there. The invasion happened, right? It followed a rise in global demand as economies reopened after the China virus lockdowns, which were also stupid, put lives on hold. According to the IEA, International Energy Agency, oil and natural gas supplies increased in the second half of the decade will increase as long as the conflict in the Middle East and Russia's war in Ukraine don't derail current trends. We'll see what happens. We need to reelect Trump. Put a strong man to enforce peace, right? Anyway, in a wide-ranging report, the agency also said that investing in clean energy isn't just necessary to prevent a climate catastrophe. It also makes financial sense because it will remove inefficient fossil fuel subsidies, so they claim. What a mess, huh? Talk about inefficient. I'm shaking my head. Trump danced for 30 minutes at a campaign event, at least 30 minutes. Dancing, playing music, following a town hall in PA, Pennsylvania. Some called Trump's performance odd when he could have quickly waltzed off stage. Get it? He didn't have to, though. Right on, Trump. Stays with the people. Cackling Kamala Harris and our greatest president, Trump, have made headlines over the past few months for their stances on so-called reproductive health care, which is a complete misnomer of what it actually is. Abortion's a major topic. It could be state Supreme Court races that determine access to abortion care access. So say the ladies at the Skim. We use the term loosely. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, now the power is in the states, back to the people. So if you're so degenerate that your fellow statesmen want to do it, you're stuck with it. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. The third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, why do you criticize yourself and others? Why do you criticize yourself and others? You ever ask, well, why am I so critical? Why do I criticize myself and others? You were not made to criticize. Why are you doing it? God said, don't do it. Don't judge. He said, don't judge, and everybody does it. What the? The one thing he said don't do is the one thing that everyone does. He even said, if you judge, you'll be judged. Why do you criticize yourself and others? We have every way that you can watch the show and support it. Listen on jessaleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy working out, buying some fentanyl and pot, selling some fentanyl and pot or illegals, and you're taking over apartment buildings in America and you're getting away with it, or you're in New York and you're illegal alien and you're not happy with the food and you're complaining about the food and they go and get you some better food, or you're beating up the cops because you know that you ain't going to jail, you could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing. It's Wednesday. And we're taking all calls. But Wednesday, the last hour of the show on Wednesday, is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I'm going to go ahead and just say some, speak some truths, if you don't mind. We have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout as we saw when I was running. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to y'all directly.
Grounded. You are all grounded.
Somebody understands the struggles.
Why do you look so nervous?
You're thinking about sitting out.
Come on, say bad, bad boy.
Oh, you are grounded.
And you're coming up with all kinds of reasons and excuses. I've got a problem with that because part of it makes me think, I'm speaking to men directly, part of it makes me think that, well, you just aren't feeling the idea of having a woman as president.
Those men sitting there allowing themselves to be scolded by Big Mama Obama. Big Mama Obama. Amazing. Manhood Hour, 888-753-773. Let me go quickly to Don, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Don.
My question for you is, I would like to have your advice on, I've been going through some very, very intense spiritual warfare. And it's been going on for a really long time, and I think I know what started it.
All right.
And I don't know what to do. It seems like a daily thing. Let me just tell you what happened. And I'm kind of afraid to say this, but I know that I can say this to Christians. I was homeschooling my daughter. And so I was at home all the time. And I was spending a lot of time watching TV. I would watch the Daily Wire. I listened to your show, a lot of Christian things, a lot of Republican things. I started watching some things on Rumble. And I started to see a lot of the influence that the Freemasons have.
The what?
The Freemasons.
Oh, the Freemasons. Go ahead.
And it's like, I feel like once you know who they are, they know who you are.
Once you know who the Freemasons are, they know who you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they're really, really, really evil. I do. I've been under some sort of demonic attack for like a year.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do.
Are you a Freemason?
No.
Are you a part of their club?
No.
Have you visited their clubs?
No.
Have you seen one in person?
There's one. They're in my town. I know where they are.
But you have not seen them yourself?
Not inside their place or anything like that, no.
So what?
But I see them in the movies. I see them in the media. I know that they have a certain level of power in this country that's evil, that's Luciferian. And
why are you paying attention to them? Why are you involved? Why are you even bothered to pay attention to them if you believe they're evil?
I try not to. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard for me because I feel like they have a certain level of power in government and whatnot that oppresses people and hurts people, especially people who are trying to be Christians.
Are you in government?
No.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And so you believe that they don't know you, they've never seen you, you have never seen them, but you think that they have power over you because you're a Christian?
I think my husband joined them.
Did he say
and
that?
I left him.
Oh. Did he say he joined?
No, but I know he did.
But how you know he did?
You know, the things that started happening to me. I started to become like under constant demonic attack, and there was like a demonic type voice that kept saying, "This is the Freemasons. This is the Free." And I don't know why. It's not anything that I ever thought of before.
And why did you leave your husband?
Well, he started doing drugs and started getting abusive towards me. And when I started, you know, I was trying, no, it shouldn't be, well, I don't know. I was trying to be forgiving. I was trying to give him time to work those things out. But when I realized that he had joined that club and that these things were happening, I started trying to talk to him saying, you know, you can't you can't be with those people. And those people are evil. And now they're doing things to me.
Do you have children?
Yes.
How many?
One.
And did you take your, are you allowing your husband to see his child?
He hasn't asked.
He hasn't asked?
No.
Oh, how long have you been gone?
Since February.
Oh, okay. And so your question for me is what?
Well, I've reached out to a lot of different pastors in churches around here, and the people that I talk to are telling me that this is spiritual warfare.
What does that mean?
And I don't know.
And you, so did you believe them when they said it, and you don't even know what it is?
Well, I did a little bit of research, and, you know, I almost every day, you know, I spend so much time in prayer, so much time.
And your prayers are not working?
No.
Why you spend so much time in prayer and the prayer is not working?
Because I'm afraid all the time.
Oh. But the prayers are not helping that.
No.
So your question for me is what?
Well, this morning I was watching a sermon. A Catholic priest was giving a sermon about the levels of spiritual warfare. And he was talking about how spiritual warfare involves different levels of oppression all the way, or influence to oppression, or all the way up to possession by demonic forces. So if that's what's happening to me, how do I make it stop? Because it's been happening for like a year now.
Don,
and, you know, I...
Don,
yes.
I want to tell you this. You're right. Every human being is evil. There's not one that's not evil until they start to overcome it. All right? All human beings are evil, so you're right about that.
Okay.
But the evil that you have is in you. The Freemason has nothing to do about with your evil. Your evil is inside of you, and you think that it's happening from the outside, but it's happening inside of you in your world. And so instead of looking at the Freemason and your husband and this stupid Catholic priest or preacher, whoever you are, you need to start looking at the evil inside of you. So you can
overcome that a lot. I don't understand what evil. I don't understand what in me is evil.
Your imagination is evil. All of your thoughts are evil. Those thoughts are not from you. They're straight out of evil. They're from the devil and all his little demons that made a home in your imagination when you were traumatized by your mother.
Okay.
So it's in you. It's not in the Freemason. They ain't got nothing to do with your problems. It's all.
Right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yes.
What'd you say to her?
We talk every day now. I don't have any problem with anybody.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yes.
Did you tell her?
Yes.
What'd you say to her?
No. I tell her that I love her and that I appreciate her and that I understand the things that she did.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
Did you tell her that?
Yes.
You told your mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me.
Well, no, not those exact words.
Then you have not forgiven her.
Okay.
And you don't love her. You have no love. You have become just like your mother, and the evil you have is in you. It's not in someone else. Everybody else has their own evil, except for those who are starting to overcome it now by forgiving. But you have your own evil. It's inside of you. Stop pointing your finger at the Freemason and start working on overcoming the evil of your heart by forgiving your mother for what she's done to you. And forgive your father for not protecting you from her. Do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and God will take them away from you. Your thoughts are evil. You can't do anything about it but see them. But you got to truly forgive your mother. You don't love your mother. You hate your mother.
Okay.
And all your tears are just part of your ego thrill. You just, it feels good.
I'm just, honestly, I'm just afraid all the time.
But that fear is not you. It's in your imagination because you have not forgiven your mother.
Okay.
You got to drop your anger. Why don't you forgive your mother?
No.
Hello? Did she drop or she hung up? Oh, okay. Call back, Don, if you just dropped. Hello? It's me. I was wondering after all this time we to get together to go over everything. Did you hear, before I go back to the phone, a knife-wielding woman slashed a Virginia police officer before she is shot? This is an amazing story. Evil is inside of human beings. It's not outside. Don, all of your troubles are inside of you. In your imagination, you got to forgive your mother. NBC4, a disturbing police body camera video shows a Virginia woman charging a Fairfax County police officer with a knife moments before he shot and killed her. Watch this from NBC4.
Just after 10 a.m. on Monday, September 16th, a uniformed officer, a 14-year veteran, knocked on Sidney Wilson's apartment door in Reston. As the officer identifies himself, Wilson suddenly slams the door shut. The officer then knocks again, and 2 minutes later, Wilson opens the door and begins to attack the officer with a knife. She slashes him a few times on the face before the officer is able to pull his weapon and retreat down the hallway.
Back up!
The officer fires three times before radioing that shots have been fired and he needs help.
Single one. Shots fired.
Within minutes, a plainclothes officer is on scene and begins performing CPR. At a news conference this afternoon, Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis said the unnamed officer did what he could to de-escalate the situation, but could not retreat any further down the hallway when he fired.
It could have been much, much, much worse. The slash, gashing slash wound he received was at the top of his forehead.
Davis says in welfare checks like these, officers usually respond with a mental health co-responder. But on this day, there wasn't one available, something Davis says he's thankful for since the co-responder could have been badly hurt as well.
Amazing. It's all evil. It's anger. Did you see the devil in that woman? Nothing but evil. The battle is a spiritual battle, Paul. It's inside of you. It ain't outside of you. It's in you. Know thyself. Know thyself. It's in you. It ain't outside of you. You see the hell of that woman? What the? All angry people are unconscious. They're not aware of what they're doing. Jacob is the first time called out of Michigan. Jacob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jacob.
So I just had a quick question,
yes.
Basically about a brother that I've been in a men's ministry at my church that I've been attending about 3 years.
Right.
And he's helped me through some stuff. And for the past year, he's been trained to be a state police officer. Now, this kind of came out of nowhere. But he made it through the training, and he's graduated, and he's on the road. He's working on the local district here and where I'm at in Michigan, Southern Michigan. And he was up in our men's ministry for the first time about, I want to say, 2 months ago. I haven't seen him since. He hasn't been in church as much, but that's, you know, it is what it is. But he made this off this comment, you know, and it struck me as I challenged him on it, and he knows me, and I helped him through stuff. He helped me through a lot more stuff. And basically the comment that was made by another brother was, you know, if things came down to how they were in 2020 and the church was forced to close due to federal restrictions on whatever, COVID, health, whatever it is, would he basically forcibly remove people from the church? And he said he would, under marching orders, whatever that means. And so I don't know if I should try to contact him and understand what he meant by that, because I feel like that's not something he would have said prior to becoming a state police officer. I'm just at a loss. You know, I've been going through the epistles, specifically James and First Peter, and, you know, how they're, you know, speaking out against living in a pagan society and submitting themselves to God. And it's just, it's been weighing on me. For some reason, specifically James and First Peter came to my life more heavily now than they ever have. And it's just, I don't know where to go with it.
Your question for me is what?
It's basically, should I try to contact my brother and try to hash this out? Why he believes he has to? I mean, his exact words were, "It's between his feeding his family and going home or something like that," you know. And
but so it's, now that he's a police officer, he said that if he was asked to remove the people from the church or whatever building, he would do it, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And you are concerned about that?
I'm concerned about that because that's not something I know him and I know his spirit. I mean, he was not anyone that I would have expected that out of come 2.5 years ago, and now.
But why are you concerned about it? Something that someone else said, and now that he's a police officer, maybe he'll follow those instructions since he's a police now, right? But why would you even spend one iota of a minute of a thought of a time thinking about what somebody else said?
I guess it's just love.
How is that love?
Well, I mean, the memories of what he did for me, I guess that seems like, you know, iron sharpening iron kind of thing. That was our whole mentality.
Why would you hold on to memories?
Yeah, you're right. I mean.
No, that was a question.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I have no idea why I'd really hold on to memories that strongly.
Well, you need to let memories go, because memories are just memories, and then they'll make you feel that they're important right now, and they're not. Whatever he did for you in the past, that was then. This is now.
And all you have is
a memory. Let that go so you can live in the presence of God now. And whatever he decides, that's on him. It has nothing to do with you. It's not your business. That's what he has decided for himself. You just wish him well in your heart. Don't be angry at him. But you have no business dwelling on that at all. That's what he thinks. That's what he would do.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the conviction I've had, is to not do any hard time over it, but...
Why don't you drop the thoughts about that? You're listening to the devil.
Oh, I know. I know that I do that too much. We all do, you know?
So why don't you drop the thoughts? Why are you entertaining thoughts?
I guess a natural guilt, a natural fear.
But fear is not of God. Why are you still
you're still
entertaining the devil? Why are you doing? Did you say you were a Christian or something?
Oh yeah, no, I've found my regained my faith. I was brought up Catholic and went to military and got jacked up by that. And
but you don't have faith at all.
It's being tempered, for sure.
No, you don't have it. But not in God, because if you have, if you knew God, you would not be entertained or living in your imagination at all.
You're right.
So
you're
why?
Absolutely right.
So why are you doing that? Why don't you drop your anger so you can overcome the thoughts?
It's a reinforced thing. I guess that's all I can say.
What does that mean?
It's been reinforced over my whole life to fight and gnash my teeth against my own thoughts. I've come to realize recently since I've been, saved that it's I've been fighting against what God's been telling me a long time.
And when you say saved from what?
Saved from the influence of what's been trying to control me my whole life, the influence of the enemy.
But it's still, how are you saved from it and you still listen to it?
I'm not. That's where we're at, huh? I mean, that's what I've been struggling with for a long time.
Why you think you're saved from something that you still listen to?
I guess because I have a belief that I can overcome it now.
How can you overcome it?
By trying to overcome the evil that lives within me,
You can't overcome evil of yourself.
Through forgiveness and submission before God. I mean, that's the only thing that I've found that's given me respite.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I mean, it's been more my father, but definitely my mother has played a part in, mommying me, whatever.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah.
You told her that?
Oh, yeah.
What did she say? What did you say to her?
She said, you don't need to forgive me, which I know was a lie.
What did you say to her?
I mean, that's my weakness, though. That's when I go in and I say, well, I guess you're right, I'm 28 years old. I've been away from her for a long time, and it's not something that comes easily to me to try to steer myself away from my parent when I've been away from them for a long time.
And have you forgiven your mother?
I can say, Jesse, I tried to my best ability.
And have you forgiven your mother?
No, not completely.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, not completely.
And meaning not at all. And forgiveness is not a halfway done thing. Either you do or you don't, right?
Oh, I know. Yeah, lukewarm. You're lukewarm. God spits you out of his mouth. Yeah,
Have you forgiven your mother?
Nope.
And how will God forgive you if you don't forgive? Go and forgive her.
He won't.
So why don't you forgive her what she's done to you?
I guess it's just, I don't know how.
Do you see how you're out of control? Something else is controlling you. You can't help yourself.
Absolutely.
The same thing. Same thing is happening with your mother, and she passed that on to you. So you understand her by understanding something that's driving you, and so you realize she can't help herself. You go and forgive her. Hey, I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes, sir. Thanks.
All right, hold on. Treasure chest is not open on DLive. Back in a quick moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. James Hake is on fire. You owe it to yourself to listen to Hake. He's one white guy that's not afraid. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. He's on fire. And at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV, he black. Check out Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. All the guys are on fire in the shows now. You won't be disappointed. Amazing. And one last but not least, the American Anchor Baby, by the way, at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And there's a Bond Archive Sunday service premiered today at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. A Bond Archive Sunday service premiere at 3 p.m. on Bond YouTube, B-O-N-D YouTube channel. All right? Check it out. Let me go quickly back to Jacob. Hey, Jacob.
Yes, sir.
You got to forgive your mother.
Oh, I know that.
And why haven't you done it, Jacob?
I guess for the same reason that she never gave for her mother.
But what does that have to do with you, though?
It doesn't have nothing to do with me, but I guess it's that generational curse thing, you know? I mean,
right, but you don't have to be cursed. You can be blessed by forgiving her, and God will forgive you. But you got to face her.
Yeah, I do. You know, it hit me hard when you said that, you know, she imparted her own, you know, insecurities or whatnot onto me.
She did. She imposed her evil onto you when you were a kid by causing you to become angry at her.
And anxious.
And you, yeah. Right, and you become just like her. You become like what you hate.
And then I feel like I can fix everyone. You know, that was my whole deal for even calling in, is that, you know, this dude's my age. He's the same age as me, and I feel like, it's my duty to fix him. It ain't my duty to fix anyone. You
need to
myself.
Stop playing God. You can't fix even fix yourself.
No, you're right. I can't.
You just need
you're
to
right.
see there's a problem, and then God will fix it when you can see that you're wrong for being angry.
Yeah, we are all instruments unto him. That's he has the power to do whatever.
But you don't believe that. Those are just words.
I think a huge part of me does believe it, but there's
don't
a big part of me
it.
In the way.
None
yep,
of you
right.
believe it. If you believe it, you will have God and forgiven. You would not be worried about your friends or anyone else.
I wouldn't be calling
else.
In right now. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You need
you're
to right. drop all your ideas about God. They're just ideas, and you got a head full of words and ideas about God, and you don't know him. You just know about him.
Yep.
Yes, sir. You are correct there.
So will you go and forgive your mother?
Absolutely. The next time I see her, I mean, I don't know when it'll be, but...
Can you FaceTime
her? Next time I see her. Oh, I can.
Well, FaceTime her today and forgive her.
Forgive her for...
Well, screwing your life up.
What should my exact words be, Jesse? That's where I'm at with words, you know.
Imposing her will on you, turning you away from your father, and imposing her will on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
I mean, I never saw it that way. I always say, that's the thing. I always saw it as her protecting me from him.
No,
you know,
not true.
I know. I know that's backwards. I know that's backwards, but that's the unfortunate reality, you know. But now I guess I got some major thinking to do. I mean, I haven't talked to my dad in about 5 years. So
do you love him?
I remember my love for him. He was never in my life very much, but I remember my love for him.
Do you love your father?
I do. He gave life to me. I love him.
And if you loved him, why haven't you forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
I guess because he never in my adult life came to me and said that he was sorry.
You don't need him to do that. You're responsible for your world.
I know. I know. I know that. Dang.
So you got to forgive your father and your mother and forget about your friend. Wish him well and let him think and do whatever he wants to. That's on him. It has nothing to do with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we just get so wrapped up in these selfish desires. You know, it's just... you got a way of drawing the questions that people don't know how to ask out of people. You know that?
Amazing. Jacob.
It is.
Go
ahead. Incredible.
Jacob.
It's incredible.
Jacob, you said, thank you, man. You said you were jacked up by the military or something like that?
Yeah, no, I was in for 5 years, in the Marine Corps. And I don't know, man. It's just that was the lifestyle of breaking you down and building you up, and then you don't know who you are anymore.
Yeah.
But you never knew who you were in the first place. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that you were jacked up before you went to the military.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's what I had to sort out, you know.
And then when you went to the military, because you were already jacked up, you overreacted to the situations that you saw in the military. You just overreacted to it, that's all. Stop overreacting.
Absolutely.
Overcome, but don't overreact.
The story of my life, man. That's the story of my life, you know. But we can live and learn. And that's all we can do. Every day we're here on Earth. You know, it's just another learning experience. You can't. We're here to suffer.
No,
suffer.
You're not here to
for
suffer
for a greater purpose.
You're not here to suffer. Period.
Well, suffer for His grace. You know, I mean, whatever.
What does
I'm still
that
trying
mean?
To, I'm sure. I'm still trying to sort it out. I guess that was stupid of me to even say. Yeah. No. I just see it as every day. You know, we think we're suffering. We're learning something. I guess
what do you mean you're here to suffer for His grace? What does that mean?
That was just me trying to put it in dumb words. basically what I said, every day we think we're suffering. We're learning something.
You're not created to suffer, and you have never suffered.
Yeah, we don't know what suffering is.
You have never suffered in your whole life.
Yep.
Who is Jacob?
Jacob is, as in, who is he in the Bible, or who is he right here talking to you on the phone?
Right here talking to me on the phone. Who is Jason? Who are you?
I'm, man, that is a hard question to ask right there. I'm someone who's trying to do right when I've always been steered in the wrong direction, I guess, or steer myself in the wrong direction.
Is that it?
I mean, I'd like to think that I have it in me to fully submit myself before God and become what He has in mind for me.
So you told me what you want to do and what you who you like to think you are, but who is Jacob? Not what you do, what you think, who you belong to. Who is Jacob?
I'm a man. I'm just another man here on earth.
So that's your physical self. Who is Jacob?
A spiritual being through God. I'd like, you know, I'd hope.
So who is Jacob? You told me what you want to be through God. Who is Jacob?
I guess Jacob is what Jacob wants to make himself.
What's hard by saying that you don't know who Jacob is? You don't know who you are.
I guess I don't know what the right answer is. I mean, there isn't any right answer.
You don't know who you are. You have no idea.
Nope. Never have.
So accept that, and then you shall know.
Absolutely.
So, Jacob.
I mean, that's what my prayers have been for. You know, you talk the silent prayer thing. You know, ironically, that's what we have in our men's group here at church. Have been the brother that's really helped me through the most is said, you know, open and shut your day with God's word. And that's,
what did that mean?
You know, just the first thing when you open, when you wake up in the morning, just try to read some of God's word. And when you go at night, try to read some of God's word. And then, you know,
that's not going to help you.
Well,
it has never helped you.
I haven't been trying until recently, so I wouldn't know if it did or not. But yeah,
so
I guess you're
what
right. Yeah.
Are you doing the My Silent Prayer video?
I've looked into it for, yeah.
So here's your assignment, Jason, because of time. I got to rub it here. Forgive your mother.
I'm sorry. I'm going to take up too much of your time anyway.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. Yeah. You're fine. That's not a problem. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. Go to them and forgive them. And do the silent prayer. And if you want to know God, want me to tell you the best way to know God? Want me to tell you the right way to know God? You want to know that, Jacob?
The right way?
Yeah, I want me to tell you the right way to know God.
Sure. I mean, absolutely.
Stop thinking about him.
Okay.
Because when you think about him, all you have are just thoughts about God. And a thought is just a thought, and just a thought with no meaning. If you want to know him, stop thinking about him, and you shall know him. But you got to work on these thoughts, your imagination, overcome thought. All those thoughts are lying to you. Stop believing the thought. God said to bring every thought into captivity. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Let them pass. Watch them. Do the silent prayer so you can catch the thoughts, and God will take them away from you. The spirit of truth will take the darkness of your imagination away from you.
Absolutely. Discernment. Godly discernment. Spirit of truth. Man, you are, thank you. You've really, I'm coming to tears right now just trying to wrap my head around this, but. And you got a way to minister to people that just breaks down every barrier. And I really appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that there's someone, you know, God forbid, that I can call that's like this. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
And you're welcome. But if you do what I'm telling you to do, you will know God. You will have no troubles. And you're going to realize you've never had troubles. You were not put on earth to suffer at all. And the real you have never suffered. It's this false identity that you have that you think you're suffering, and you're not. And you got to overcome that. So do the silent prayer, forgive your parents, and watch those thoughts. You'll be fine.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Oh, I will. I will. I will, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
You too. Thank you. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chats.
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Man, drama. 100 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
The other day I got annoyed with someone and shortly after went to them and said I was wrong for being angry. And it felt amazing.
Right on.
Your show in church is giving my heart a new nature, one of light and love instead of fear and anger. Thank you. Thank you, JLP and experts.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
That's exactly what he said.
Right on.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. We got a lot of work to do.
That's right. Stay with it. I don't care what. Travel this journey alone. This is one journey you can't take anyone. Your friends, your mama, your daddy, your children, your husband, your wife. You got to travel this one alone. Stay with it. Thank you.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, three coffees. Is this what know you mean? Corinthians 2:5-14. For the love of Christ controls us because we concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died.
Amazing. Thank you.
Is that what know you means?
Huh?
Is that what the know
you
means?
Oh, repeat that. I want to pay attention.
Corinthians 2:5-14 something. For the love of Christ controls us because we concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
Why did he ask me?
He asked you, is that what no, the
oh,
no you
Oh, he
means.
Asked that.
Yeah.
No.
Nice. Thank you, Isaiah.
You know you by knowing the not you.
No, the no, there is no you. That's what he means, by know you.
Oh.
Not know thyself.
Oh, he said, what was the question?
Is this what there is no you
oh.
means? And then Christ, the love of Christ controls us because one has died for all, therefore all have died.
That doesn't go with the question.
Okay. I tried, Isaiah, the Uber driver. I tried three times.
Isaiah.
I think it's close.
Or make the question a little clearer for me, Isaiah. I'm black and slow, so I'm just missing it. It's not you, it's me.
Right.
Right. It's me, not you. I'm black and slow, so... Make it a little clearer for me. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Isaiah. Angelique on Cash App. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Louise, not Louis, on Cash App. Big smile emoji, grinning.
Thank you, Louise. I appreciate it.
See you on Butter Coffee, Jesse. When you keep calling the caller bastard name because he told you to call him bastard was funny. No, it was Baxter.
What?
Baxter.
This morning?
Yeah.
No, that was Baxter.
No, Baxter.
Baxter. B-A-X-T-E-R. That's sorry. What I was saying, I thought.
I thought so, too.
I didn't know I was... not on that. I didn't say that.
Nice.
What the...
Don't say that word, kids.
Right. Thanks for the love, Sion, but no, that's not what I was calling him at all.
Cornerstone... On Cash App.
I'm just country and can't speak that well. Not educated.
Like Jesse Jackson.
Black and slow. Yeah, like Jesse Jackson. Thank you.
Barack Obama scolding men, says Cornerstone on Cash App.
Yeah, Barack Obama. What the? Thank you.
Five coffees from Colby. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men. To be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice verse.
Yep.
Someone three coffees. Bible thumper is so wrong. When you read Isaiah 1:14, the whole verses, it says that when Yeshua came to the age of discernment, that he knows enough to refuse evil and choose good, he will have to curdled and eat wild honey. Now, if he were God, he would know that before he was born or in Mary's womb, says someone with three coffees.
Thank you. Amazing.
Harry's one with a diamond. How come the brown baby's getting lighter, though?
What's the brown baby getting lighter?
Where's
Sean Pitcher?
Oh, yeah. I put in a zoomed version of that.
Yeah.
He can probably get it ready.
Yeah, get it ready for me.
You know how there's a lot of... race mixing going on now?
Right.
I think that's why the brown babies are getting lighter.
What the?
Thank you. We do have a picture of a white baby getting browner. A white man, Sean.
Who, Sean? This is my producer that left and went back home because he loved outdoors life and other jobs he had to do back there. That's Sean. He loved deer hunting this time of year. That's my producer. He's in heaven right now. Paradise. And look how he killed the deer. Oh, my deer.
I thought there was no death in paradise in heaven.
For that deer, it is.
For that deer, there's death.
And look how he killed him with a bow and arrow. Murder. Right on, Sean. Sean's in paradise right now.
That's just a baby fawn. That's just a baby doe.
That baby doe going to be in the skillet tonight.
Nice. Okay.
And his head's going to be over the fireplace.
Some impressive antlers. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. New biblical question. Are you better than a Freemason? What the?
What the? Amazing.
Shout out to today's top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Grandpa Daryl, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, Misty, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you for the lemons and the ice creams. Appreciate them.
Thank you. Nice. Amazing.
And over on X, in response to the biblical question.
Why do you criticize yourself and others?
Critique is necessary for growth, says Talking to the Void on X.
Amazing. I'll respond on Sunday. Thank you.
And TT says, I mostly criticize myself because I know I could have done better.
Well, no. Thank you. I'll respond on Sunday.
And Wes says, others more than myself.
Nice.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all very much.
If any others, we'll read tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Let me go quickly to Patrick. He's been waiting a while. First time caller out of Massachusetts. Patrick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
All right. So I'm just calling too because I've been trying to work on myself, you know, get better. No, stop the anger. Right now, it was already a test for me because I was saying, man, I'm not going to get to talk to Jesse. I was already trying to get angry. But, I'm all right, man. But look, I call because, you know, about pot, you know, I smoke since I was very young, since I was like 13 years old. And I've been trying to stop for a long time, man, and you know, it's just when I don't smoke, like I have bad dreams. When I don't smoke, I have a bad mood, and like I've been doing the silent prayer. But when I'm in the silent prayer, because I'm gonna be honest, I smoke like every day at night before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to do the silent prayer at night, like I judge myself because like. I'm high, you know, so I'm thinking, like, I'm high and trying to pray, trying to be still, but I can't because, you know, and I'm like, judging myself while I'm doing the silent prayer, and everything I can hear is, like, your voice saying, like, just be silent, be still, be aware of your surroundings, and I focus on just, like, the words, you know, and I can't focus.
And your question for me is what?
Your question for me is what? Your question for you is what I can do, you know, to try to get better, you know,
okay.
It's something that I'm trying to get rid of in my life, you know.
And so, who is the person that you're judging? You say you judge yourself. Who are you? Who are you judging?
Who am I judging? I don't know who am I judging because I don't know who I am. I don't know me.
So then, why do you think you're judging yourself? And you don't even know who you are.
Because when I'm doing the silent prayer, I'm trying to be present. You know, I'm trying to be in the moment.
But why do you think you're judging yourself and you don't know who you are? So is it possible you're not judging yourself?
It is possible. It is possible. I'm just too focused on the words, on what is in my mind.
Yes. So, Patrick, if you can call me tomorrow, I want you to call me and I'll take it right away because you waited a long time.
Right.
But
no problem, man.
Here's what I want you to start working on immediately. Stop judging yourself for smoking the pot. When you smoke the pot, try not to smoke it, of course. But when you do smoke, be aware of yourself smoking it.
Right.
You know, see yourself lighting it up, putting it in your mouth, taking whatever from it. And don't judge it, but be aware. And I promise you, it'll be taken away from you.
Be aware of it. Be aware that I always urge to do that. I always want to do it.
Yes, because it's not you. It's the spirit in your head that you think is you, and you've been calling it you all your life, but it's not you at all.
Right. It's the spirit inside of me.
Yes. So stop calling it you.
All right. All right, Jesse. I want to talk to you a long time, but I know you have no time. But again, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Call me back tomorrow if you can, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in. Whatever you do, let me know. I mean, call me.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll call. Amen. Okay. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. I am so out of time. It's amazing these 3 hours gone just like that. Two hoops and a holler, and the 3 hours are gone. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. If you haven't heard The Hake Report, you're missing it. You are missing it. Check it out. At least check it out. You'll see. And then enjoy a Friday. Same thing at 11 a.m. He's on fire. He ain't black for nothing. And he black and proud. Say it loud. And the ankle, baby, oh, my God. Energy everywhere, flying all over the world. Not only on natural energy, but in an airplane at 4 p.m., the American ankle, baby. He's only crashed twice, and everybody died. So he started out with a new crew at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. Thank you all for your support. Stay on that path, folks. You won't regret it. Really. Life will become amazing for you. But you got to have love. You got to overcome anger. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. And God will forgive you and bring you out of the darkness of your imagination and take and clear it away from you. And you have a clear mind. And you'll be free. A brand new nature. All right, folks. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bible Thought for Thursday. No women's forum tomorrow night. No meeting, ladies. Bible Thought for Thursday tomorrow, though. Take care. The callers, call me back tomorrow or when you can. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.